Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This was inspired by our dear friend, Sprint Tri Clyde, over there, Ryan Buckley, because we were discussing all the teams that Ricky Henderson played for yesterday. And
we were way off.
Yeah, you thought he finished with the Padres, but maybe he did the second. No.
No, he didn't. He tried to give it two more cracks at it with the Red Sox and the Dodgers, we learned.
Yeah, and that's an extreme example. But, you know, we all remember the famous ones, Joe Montana with the Chiefs. And,
sure.
You know, like you said, Jerry Rice, you said, was in Denver last?
In Denver. Seattle and Denver.
I wouldn't have got that. I would have said Seattle. But there's a ton of these. I am keeping this one to Portland. Okay, this one's just for us.
Okay.
And this is a new fun game. With which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their careers? Ooh. R's, U's, Reddies.
Probably it's actually not. Pretty
let's
neat.
Let's do it anyways.
Okay, let's see how many of these you can get here.
Okay.
We've got several. This is an easy one. I tried to rank him easy to hard. Brandon Roy.
Did he not end in Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Do we have some music? Spice this up a little bit over there.
I was just looking for that.
The good doctor, Ryan Buckley. He's looking for it. Hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, because Minnesota.
It makes me sad.
He went to Minnesota. That's the only other place he went.
Yes.
And so I was trying to fool you that perhaps there was another. I was trying to get in your kitchen right away, but that's an easy one.
I thought about it. I was like, because his knees went kaput. And I was like, did he do a 10-day stint somewhere else?
Terry Porter.
T. Porter. So, obviously, I remember him. He went to the Spurs. Where did TP go after that? You know. I remember him with the Spurs.
San Antonio.
Okay. Where else was he?
San Antonio.
That's it?
I think so.
Blazers in the...
TP. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So far, I'm 2 for 2. Yeah. Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Lakers?
Terry Porter went to Minnesota before San Antonio.
Okay, so he ended in San Antonio, but he stopped. See, I don't remember him in Minnesota.
Yeah, this is which franchise did these guys finish their career with? Okay?
Okay.
This is which they finished with.
Yes.
So you don't have to name all the franchises they were with. It's just where they ended. LaMarcus Aldridge, you said L.A.?
Did he?
That is incorrect.
Did he not play for the...
Lakers?
Wasn't he a Laker? Is my head squarely...
He might have been a Laker, but again, this is who they finished with. But I can't remember if he was a Laker or not. I'm looking it up.
Okay. Hold on. Maybe he was going to be a Laker and Spurs. Oh, so where did he end up?
Never was with the Lakers.
Okay. Why am I thinking the Lakers?
I think maybe there were some rumors that maybe he would go there or something.
So he ended up... I mean, he played all those years in San Antonio, and then where did he...
He went to Brooklyn.
Ow!
Brooklyn,
that.
The Nets.
I remember that.
Rasheed Wallace.
So she bounced around a little bit. I know he's in Boston. I'm trying to think of where else he would have been. Was it in Detroit? Was there somewhere else?
I last remember him in Detroit, but I don't think that's where he finished up.
I know he played in Boston, and I feel like he was maybe another place or two, but I'm just going to say Boston.
New York, the Knicks.
The Knickerbockers.
Yeah, Boston was second to last.
Didn't he win a title in Boston? Was he not on that championship team?
I don't think he got a ring with them, but maybe I'm wrong.
He was only there 1 year.
He was with the Knicks?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I thought I remember him being somewhere else, but I don't remember it being the
Knicks. He played 21 games with them. With which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their career? Brian Grant.
Ooh, the Rasta Monster.
The Rasta Monster.
Boy.
This one shouldn't be that hard.
Really?
Lakers?
Well, I mean, no, that's close. He was with the Lakers. Maybe it is that hard. He only played, again, 21 games.
21 games.
Of course, you remember him with Miami as well.
Yeah, I just...
So he went Sacramento, Portland, Miami, L.A., and...
I don't remember.
The Phoenix Suns.
Dude, you could have given me 10 guesses, and I'm not certain I'm coming up with the Phoenix Suns. That's a dart. That's a dartboard throw.
The late, great Jerome Kersey.
Late, great Jerome Kersey. All right, well, remember him in Portland. I remember him in San Antonio. Thought he was a Laker as well.
Yeah. He played for three other teams.
Is he a Laker? Is that the...
No, you said Laker. Portland, Lakers, San Antonio, you've already said, but he's played for three other teams after that. Or, I mean, like, in addition to
In
that.
Addition to?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know he bounced around as much as he did either.
Because
he was in Portland a while.
Yeah, I remember Portland, San Antonio, and I remember the Lakers, and that's all I remember.
So he went from Portland to Golden State.
Did I remember him in Golden State at all?
He went to the Lakers. Then he went to Seattle.
Oh.
Did you know he was a Supersonic?
No. Really?
He was. Then the Spurs, and he wrapped up in Milwaukee with the Bucks.
He was with the Sonics before he was with the Spurs?
He was.
Boy.
Darius Miles.
By the way, can I just say that is the weirdest one so far? Like of the one that I just don't have any sort of recollection, I was friends with Jerome. That blew my mind. Darius Miles. I feel like he may have bounced around a lot too.
Now, Portland was his second to last stop. Interestingly enough, he only went to one other city after Portland.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so you remember him.
So he did his bounce around because he was with the Clippers.
Yeah. And then he went to Cleveland, came to Portland, and then there was one other. After a couple of seasons of injury, he tried it out.
How about he bounced?
I want to say it was somewhere in the East.
They were in the West.
Okay.
Yeah,
never mind. West?
Memphis.
No. Dude, don't remember that.
I was going to say Atlanta.
How about Bill Walton?
Old Billy, huh?
Yeah, you remember Bill Walton?
I do remember Bill
remember
Walton.
Remember that guy?
I do. So Bill played...
Bridges.
He won a title in Boston.
He did.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
So was Boston his last stop?
Boston was his last stop.
I was going to say, because he was... In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Bill was the sixth man of the year, won a title in Boston, and then I thought that everything just kind of gave out after that.
How about Damon Stoudamire?
Oh, dude. Old Mighty Mouse. So he started in Toronto, right? And then Toronto to Portland? And then Portland to... Portland to Memphis.
Portland, Toronto, Memphis. Yep, and there was one other one. Played 31 games, one season.
I do not...
See, they always have I guess I'll take one more contract.
Memphis to West End.
San Antonio. Damon Stoudamire was a Spur.
Dude, I don't remember that at all.
2008. Crazy. How about the great Steve Blake?
Ooh.
Again, this is with which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their career? Steve Blake.
Is he in Houston by any chance?
He played with the Warriors very late in his career, but I don't think it was his last team.
Blake was with the Warriors?
Yeah. Because people joked that they should do an Alex Smith, Steve Blake, who's who man on the street.
So, fun fact about Steve Blake, he did three stints in Portland. You know that, right?
He did three stints?
Yeah. No, four.
Get right the hell out of town. I know he lived here for like in the offseason. I don't know if he still does, but I know he loved Portland. I don't remember. Four times?
Yeah, he came and went several times. Oh. But he went Washington, Portland, Milwaukee, Denver, Portland, Clippers, Lakers, Golden State, Portland, and then...
I can't remember the Lakers.
Yeah, I remember the Lakers.
Yeah, I remember the
Lakers. He had one last stop.
I had no idea, dude. I went with the Houston Rockets. I don't know why.
Detroit.
Steve Blake was with the Pistons?
He was a Piston. How about Zach Randolph?
Well, he went and had a lot of success in Memphis. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, he didn't end in Memphis. He
did not.
He stopped. He went somewhere.
They always go somewhere else.
There was one. Did Zeno go to Sacramento?
Yes, that's good. Nice. Right. Yeah. He started 58 games for the Kings.
I think I was producing those pre and post
games. I do kind of roughly remember that.
How about Sebastian Telfair?
Oh, God.
Brooklyn?
And I use the term great loosely.
That is loose. I know. Wasn't he in Boston when he had the gun thing? I'm going to say the Celtics.
You're going Celts? He went...
I'm pretty sure he was in Boston when all that went down, and that's all I can remember. But I'll bet you...
You are not even close.
Not even close?
He was 21 years old when he was in Boston.
Really?
Portland to Boston, to Minnesota, to the Clippers, to the Cavs, to back to Minnesota, to Phoenix... to Toronto, and then to Oklahoma City. Huh. He was a Thunder.
Get right the hell out of town. How many years did he play?
Was he a Thunder or was he Thunder? How do we do that right?
He was
a Thunder or he was Thunder?
I think the latter. I'm going to go with the latter. He was Thunder.
You know what's weird?
He was a Thunder.
All of those teams, he only played parts of 10 seasons. Which, by the way, that's a nice career. That just tells you that's a lot of bouncing around for. That's a lot of bouncing around for.
He hung on, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Now these are the. I'm going to give you the last
eight teams in 10 years is not like you're not. No one's in love with you.
This is with which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their career? And again, I'm using the term great loosely.
Yeah.
I've got 5 more on the list.
Okay.
And I had to skip over a few in the interest of time. Bonzi Wells. Ooh. This one will blow you away.
Bonzi.
I don't think you get this.
I remember Bonzi and wasn't Bonzi, I remember him with the Kings and maybe the Grizzlies as well.
Am I wrong? He played in Memphis.
Yeah.
He then did go to Sacramento.
Hey, look at me.
Followed by Houston. And then
Jazz?
He was a... what'd you say?
Jazz?
No.
He was a New Orleans Hornet.
Ooh.
He was a New Orleans Hornet.
Don't remember that at all. Not a Pelican.
So kind of.
A Hornet.
Yeah, like, I mean.
When you said Utah, I thought you knew, and I was like, oh my God, he was with the Utah Jazz?
Jermaine O'Neal.
Ooh. So all those years in Indiana.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel again, I don't know why, I feel like there was a Sacramento Kings stint in there.
There was definitely a very late Golden State Warriors one. I just don't think it was the last one again. Maybe Raptors?
It was the Golden State Warriors.
Really?
He's right. At the age of 35, he played for the Warriors. He went Portland, Indiana, Toronto, Miami, Boston, Phoenix, Golden State.
So everyone but the Sacramento Kings.
And the last three, we've got Myers Leonard. You should, I think.
Well, he was in Miami when the whole, the anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's always one more.
Always one. Oh.
You got it?
He was in Milwaukee.
That is correct. He was a Buck.
And then he did a country song about saying goodbye.
That's right.
God, they won a high school state championship.
Buck had that at the ready tape.
I was going to try to use it as the bed music to play out the guesses, but we got
like there's good and goodbye or something.
That's right, good and goodbye. Shooting socks into a bench.
God. Scottie Pippen. The NBA
while the clock counts down. I'm just trying.
And of course, trying
to process.
I mean, some people may think Scottie Pippen finished here, but he did not.
Was he in Houston at the end, or was it Houston before here? Houston was before
Houston before Portland. Yeah.
Where did he go after the Blazers?
One last stop? Yes, sir.
Is it some crappy-ass team? Did he play for, like, the Wizards or the Hornets or something?
He played for the Chicago Bulls. He went back to Chicago.
Really?
He did.
BS.
At the age of 38, played 23 games, started six of them.
Oh, my God.
In the year 2004.
So that wasn't, like, a ceremonial thing, like, one
it
day.
It probably was.
I know, but normally no, he played 23 games. They never play.
Yeah.
Huh.
And last but not least,
that's kinda cool.
On the list of which franchise did these Blazer greats finish their career? How about Maurice Lucas? Gentlemen.
Interesting.
It is an interesting one.
That is interesting. Because he was not in Portland for very long.
No,
at
he wasn't.
All.
He was not.
No.
So he started in the ABA.
Yeah.
With the Spirits of St. Louis. Then he came to Portland. Actually, he might have played for two teams. Yeah, the Kentucky Colonels, then Portland. Then he left. He went to the Nets. He went to the Knicks. Mm-hmm. At the age of 30, he moved on to the Suns, and he still played for three more teams.
Still played for three, so he just was bouncing around.
All over the place. No longer a starter at this point. At the age of 33, he was a Laker. At the age of 34, he played for the Sonics. Can
really?
You believe that?
No, I can't
believe I did
that.
Not know that when I looked this up. I was like, whoa, I didn't know. And last but not least, Maurice Lucas finished his career with? The Portland Trailblazers. He came back, JC.
Started. Played an actual role?
At the age of 35, he played in 73 games.
Hey.
Never started. But averaged a whopping, on the fan, 6 points.
Hey, that's kudos. Tip of the cap.
To a couple of others I left off. Buck Williams, Knicks.
Okay.
Cliff Robinson, Nets.
I remember that.
And Kevin Duckworth finished with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Don't remember that at all.
Yeah. That is way over, so therefore, who knows what's next?
A short segment.
It will be short on the fam.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.